Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You know what? I have to be completely honest. I was going to start my day out with some other stuff we've got, and we're going to get to that. Don't you worry, kids. On this birthday celebration that is my birthday, we will get to all of this stuff. But Lena Dunham is an abortion. Can I say that? I said it. I'll say it right there. That's the way I feel. This is a woman. Look, a woman's right to choose. I'm coming at it hard. So it's my birthday. You know, I'm 46. I no longer care. All right? I no longer care. I just have to tell you this right now. I am, if you've listened to the show, you understand the show, you understand who I am. I'm a person that picks a side, but I do it in a way that I think is very real, pragmatic, thought out. I believe in a woman's right to choose. It would not be a choice I make if I was with somebody, but I believe in a woman's right to choose. This woman, Lena Dunham, came out and said, I still haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had. Even the people that support pro-choice the most, the most ardent, absolute, you know, supporter of pro-choice, they are disgusted with this. They are so disgusted with this. People are tearing her apart. And you know what? You have every right to tear her apart. You haven't had an abortion? Good. Good. Look, I have known several women in my life who've had to make a choice. Some have chose to keep the child. Some have chose to get rid of the child. Not one of them are skipping to the loo about getting rid of the child as if it's a spectacular thing. We have no shame anymore. Used to get the big A on your chest a long time ago in the Puritan days. She wants one now to signify, much like she's voted, she's had an abortion. My birthday today. You know what's great? I woke up with my little dude today. Cuddling in on me. Telling me happy birthday, daddy. Wouldn't be a choice I'd want to make. I don't want to take anybody else's choice away. But I tell you this right now. Disgusting is a way to describe her. First of all, Lena, I'm going to say this right now. To have one, one would want to have touched you in such a way as to impregnate thee, and I see no takers. I don't drink, and there's not enough alcohol in the world that would make me. And if somebody told me, you got to or the world's coming to end, I'll say, hell, we had a good run. Who says that? Honestly, who in God's name says that? Who does that? I don't care how liberal you are. I don't care how liberal you are. Lena Dunham coming out, saying on a podcast, I haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had. I'm sorry. You were minimizing what people go through and the pain and the agony of making the choice. Are there some people out there where there's no pain or agony? It's just them. It's just, it's no big deal. A nuisance? Yes. But not, it's not as easy as she's making it out to be. She said this on a podcast. One day I was visiting a Planned Parenthood in Texas a few years ago. A young woman walked up to me and asked me if I'd like to be part of a project in which women share their stories of abortion. I sort of jumped. I haven't had an abortion, I told her. I wanted to make it really clear to her that as much as I was going out and fighting for other women's options, I myself had never had an abortion, and I realized that even I was carrying within myself a stigma around this issue. Even I, the woman who cares as much about anybody's right to choose, felt it was important that people know I was unblemished in this department. Now I can say I still haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had. You're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot. You know what? We get mad at athletes because they do too much dancing or do a dap in the corner, right? You know, they throw a 15-yard penalty. I'm throwing a 15-year penalty on this one. I mean, we get mad at people over the weekend. Ezekiel Elliott scores a touchdown for Dallas. He runs. He jumps into the Salvation Army giant prop. He gets a 15-yard penalty. Yesterday, their donations were up 61% because tons of people are giving $21, which is his number, to the Salvation Army. And they said this is why. Some people are like, well, she's so courageous. You're courageous. No, you're not. You're not. We get mad because an athlete celebrates too much. And you come out and say this, and we're supposed to say, you are courageous. Sorry, you're not. You're disgusting if you're going to have an attitude like that. And again, I'm all for a woman's right to choose. You don't wander around like that, acting as if it's some sort of special thing, like you're not really a woman unless you had one of these. No. Think about the women out there who struggle with this. Think about the women out there who struggle with this, who are currently finding themselves in situations where they're not quite sure. Maybe they've had two, and the first two are rough as far as the pregnancy went. Maybe this is the first one they've ever had, and she or he or both of them aren't quite sure that they're going to be able to afford it. And the agony that goes through. And this is just like, that's no big deal. Like, I wish I had an abortion. You were an abortion for saying that. I'm serious. I find it absolutely, this doesn't help the cause. And it's funny, a lot of people out there tweeting at her, at Lena Dunham, FYI, it's not something you get to have. It's an awful experience. One shouldn't capitalize, wish for something like that as a gift from Santa. Holy hell, Lena Dunham. I'm pro-choice, but those Lena Dunham comments are just not right. I can't even imagine how offensive Lena Dunham comments are to women who actually had to go through abortions. It's amazing. The stupidity of an individual who was given the opportunity to have a platform in life. And I understand that she's liberal and progressive and all these kind of things. And there's a lot of them out there who aren't idiotic like this, who don't plan to leave the country and then say we're not because I'm going to stay here and fight oppression or whatever, who don't say things like this as if this is something spectacular. They're mad at Wonder Woman because at the UN, because she's big-breasted, tall, Amazonian white woman, and she doesn't represent the world, yet this lady gets cheered from everybody? Are you kidding me? That is disgusting. I've only seen the show Girls once. That was all I had to see. I'd rather be duct-taped to a chair with honey on me and red ants watching Glee in repeat for 24 hours than watch an episode of Girls. What's up, party people? Happy Tuesday. It is my birthday. We're at joyous celebrations in and around this place today. We are having lots of fun. My little dude is running around here wild. We're going to put him on later, ask him what Santa's bringing him. We've been doing our Christmas a little early this year, so he has kind of mowed through a few presents here or there. He got a kind of a big one that he was super excited about. But now he's in the other room, I think, trying to put together a Halo. You should have seen me. I got Mega Blocks, the Halo. I guess they didn't have a contract with Lego, so they got Mega Blocks. And I was trying to put it together, and there was several adults around me watching me for 30 minutes as I tried to put this thing together. The instructions are just pictures. And they're not real. And they're in Scandinavian.
I hate that.
It is. It's like, I don't speak this language here. I'm like, is that a four and an upside down A? What does that mean? Crazy. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show. You can also call the show. Love to hear your comments about that. That's just idiotic. Again, you could be pro-choice, but at some point in time, the stupidity of somebody like Lena Dunham for saying something like that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Text the show, 323-538-2423. The Chad Benson Show.
She was a girl from Birmingham. She just had an abortion. She was a case of insanity.
Chad Benson.
We're trying to figure out a way, after Lena Dunham said that she hasn't had an abortion, but she wished she had. We're trying to figure out a way that you would phrase it so it would be better, or how you can put a comparative thing on it. Phil was throwing out all kinds of ideas. I don't know if you could do it. I don't know if there's a better way to soften that. Phil said, well, you could say, I haven't killed anybody today, but I wish I had. But that's kind of, for some people, that's you're murdering anyways. I mean, it's the insanity. Who says this? I'm telling you, who says stuff like this? When ISIS tries to attack here with bigger weapons, we're going to use her as the shield. And this is what it feels like to be aborted. Chad, you're such a jerk. So, I'm watching all this stuff yesterday unfold in Berlin. And I'm trying to explain to my friends that what you're seeing around the world is a rise. And this is what the political correct people, the people who are all about open borders, the people that are all about these, you know, inclusivity and let's be inclusive and allow everybody in and do all this. This is what they don't understand. And is that Germany's had enough. 1 million+ Merkel has let in. And ISIS is claiming this incident yesterday, but it's not even about, you know, ISIS is just one of many that will claim something or at least inspire something, from Al-Qaeda to, you know, everybody in between. They will claim something. But I don't think that people understand that what happens is the pushback starts to come. The rise of the alt-right in place. And by the way, Can we, let's just all get back in our Wayback Machines for a second and think of a time in Germany when things kind of went south and people got a little upset and they turned to somebody else. What happened in those days? Not that it'll ever get to that point again. For those of you who've never read a book, I'm talking about the, mid to late 20s through the early 30s and to the mid 40s when the rise of the super ultra alt-right happened. We'll call them the Nazis. Not that I think there's another Hitler out there. But what you're seeing is ultra-nationalism. It's happening in Britain. It's happening everywhere. It's happening here. And it's because people are sick and tired of it. And Merkel, let me tell you something. She's going to struggle. And people are saying, even people that are moderately progressive, who would tend to lean to the left, are saying she's got blood on her hands now because she has offered up Germany as a place for these people to come and seek refuge. And guess what? They are coming here in the guise of refugees, as people who are looking for political asylum to escape the wars in Syria and everywhere else throughout the Middle East. And they're using it. And what you're going to find is the same thing that's happening in Belgium right now, the same thing that's happening in Holland, the same thing that's going to happen, that's starting to happen in France and in Great Britain, is the rise of the ultra-right, who are closing borders, who are basically saying, if you're not British, if you're not French, if you're not German, if you're not Dutch or Belgian, and even here in America, we don't know if we really want your ass. But can you blame some people out there after seeing what they see? And understand, we haven't let 1 million in. We haven't let 1 million in. She has. And it's not just, and this is the thing. Merkel is letting people in, and then she's trying to get them to go to other places throughout Europe. Europe's like, we don't want them. We're over this. It's great that you want the humanitarian side of things. Sounds fantastic, right? Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a cookie. Whatever you need to do. Even the places that are extremely liberal. The Scandinavian nations are taking measures that you would think we could never do. And by the way, for all of these countries, quote unquote, that are super liberal, they're not as liberal as you think. They may have some liberal ideas from cradle to the grave, social services and stuff like that. But when it comes to a lot of everything else, they're not as liberal as you think. They're a very, very pro their own country, very much nationalist in their pride. They've got some very conservative ideas when it comes to a lot of different things. We're probably the most liberal out there. Everybody always thinks that Europeans are. I have news for you. Our younger generation, far more liberal than the Europeans. Our younger generation, because everybody over there has lived next door to socialism and communism and stuff like that. We have it. We got Mexico and Canada. Sorry. But what you're starting to see is the rise, the pushback. The Danes are saying, hey, you want to come to our country? We're confiscating everything you have. We're going to sell it. And we're going to charge you X amount of dollars for it. Well, we don't know if we want that. Well, if you don't like our laws, you can leave. Beat it. But Germany is bending over backwards, getting rid of Christmas and anything that could be offensive to the new people that have arrived. You're having to put signs up that essentially say, "Don't watch out, beware, don't get raped." Well, you shouldn't wear a bikini at the pool because they may want to rape you. That's just teasing them. What would we say here in America? We bitch at kids and kick them off campus because, hey, Linda's got a nice ass. Oh, you guys are suspended for the whole year for that. Over there, they put a sign up that says, don't rape. My goodness. You watch what happens, though. Merkel and everybody else out there, the rise of the alt-right is going to happen. Big time. Because people are sick and tired of watching their country and losing their nationalism and seeing the way it's changing and realizing they're finally wake up and realizing that their kindness and generosity is being slapped down and they're being told it ain't enough. Gonna change. The Chad Benson Show Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. College, is there value there? Chad Benson Show.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
It's insane. Insane. I'm telling you, it's insane. Watch the alt-right, the super hardcore right-wing nationalists around the world that are going to grow here. So we're talking about Berlin. And I told in the break, I said, Anthony, go look up Luton, L-U-T-O-N, if you guys have never done it. Put Luton and Islam in there. It is a small little town just outside of London that has become extremely Islamic in their ways. And he's watching one of the videos and he's looking at me and said, we got to talk about this in the future. It's brutal the way it is now. And be forewarned when you go out to some of these places. And I'm not one of these guys that really gets into throwing around crazy, like there's no gone zones here and there and all these, like you hear a lot of these people do, right? They throw that stuff out there. Oh my God. No, I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy that does that because a lot of that stuff is that kind of propaganda, gin the crowd up, fear kind of BS. That is not who I am. But there are places, what I knew when I was living over there, there just were places that, you know what? Okay, cool. This is Little India, right? You know, this is cool. This is fine. This over here, these are the West Indians. That's fine. That's like Trinidad and things like that. And over here, it's like this is the hardcore. This is where the Pakistanis and many of the people from the Middle East are. And it is a very much different feel. And be forewarned when you go into some of these places. Not everybody's bad, but it's not that kind of place. Look, there's places in this country you don't go. We joked. John and I, when we took our thing across country, we went to St. Louis for a day, and we said we wanted to go visit East St. Louis, and everybody's like, you don't go there. You don't go there. You don't. Certain places in Detroit, you don't go. I have news for you. You go to New Orleans. You go to New Orleans. You stay on Beale and downtown in that little area. don't venture outside of some of those areas. You just don't do it. I knew when I was a kid growing up living in Long Beach, there were places you just don't go. That's it. You just don't. And you know what? You don't go. And if you do go, hope that you're wearing the right blue or red in certain areas. It can't be like that elsewhere in the world. Damn, Skippy, it can be. But you watch what happens. The kindness and generosity ends. And remember what I said. Experiences in life will change your perspective and stuff. Experiences in life will change your perspective. You feel a little bit different. Your kid's gay, right? You get sick and all of a sudden you go bankrupt. You feel a little bit different about a single payer system. There's a lot of things that once experience comes in, you feel different about things. People are starting to feel different around the world. Not just us. It's not just you and I. It's the globe. College, is it worth it? This kid from Kansas posted on his, he did a blog and he posted on his Twitter, essentially flipping off the Kansas logo and stuff behind him, saying he's done with school. Talks about how expensive school was and he's walking out saying it's not for him. And once again, college enrollment is down for the fifth straight year. Down pretty big, by the way, in the last 5 years. Down almost 2% again this year. And people are starting to wonder, is it really worth it? Is it really worth college? And I am a firm believer that education is important, but I think you can get education in numerous ways. In numerous ways. You know, this, and I was reading his blog, and it was very interesting when he's talking about the fact that, look, schools want you to go spend a ton of money so you can what? You can have a diploma. You can spend 85% of the time you're in college learning nothing that will be useful to you in the real world. Most schooling is useless. Let's be honest. If we're just honest with ourselves, you may teach something and you may be a great teacher and all, but you have to know, you're not going to use 99% of this stuff. When's the last time any one of you wrote in cursive? Exactly. How many of you out there have got a college degree that you've never used and never will use and are contemplating going back to a trade school or back to college to get something else that you will use? You're being sold a bill of goods. You're being absolutely sold a bill of goods. And these kids are going out there and they're running up debt. I mean, the fact is you're going to come out of college. Their kids are being smart. They're seeing an improving job market and they're thinking to themselves, it's an improving job market. Do I want to come out with $150,000 in debt when I could be working and making some money and deciding whether or not I really want to go on and get a degree or if I just want to continue to do what I'm doing now? And in the technology world, most of my friends who are good, like my uncle, for instance, who's a freak. He's a freak in art. He's one of the best designers of video games in the world, having worked on World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo. The guy is an uber genius. His friend Theron, a person who I'm really close with, is one of the smartest individuals I've ever met. In fact, he is such a freak. You have no idea what a freak this guy is when it comes to technology. Neither of them have their degrees. Because they're like, why would we spend $150,000 to do something we can already do? The degree doesn't get you anywhere. Look, are there things that degrees are good for? Yes. But, man, you look how expensive college is. This is where, you know what, as consumers, right? Take away the education side of things. As consumers, you've got to look at value for money. You're saddled with that debt forever. That's not going anywhere. So as consumers, what do? You can work your way through school, but as he puts it, what do you get? Four textbooks for $600 or $800? It's insane. And we're asking kids that are 17, 18, 19 years old to essentially buy a house. Make a life choice that will follow for you forever. Buy a home that you can never get rid of. Oh, yes, it may go up in value, but the fact is if you're going to be a lawyer or doctor or some specific thing that you know the degree is going to help you with. But in the end, I don't think college is worth it. There are many ways to achieve an education. Most experts will tell you, if you read a book a week on any given subject for a year, you will become probably one-tenth of the leaders of knowledge in that particular subject. Now, obviously, law, but you could read. Look, how many times you hear about guys who go to prison and they know so much about the law, it's ridiculous. Because they study it. You can pick up a law book today and you can study the hell out of it. And by the way, in most states, I believe if you have a lawyer that backs you, you can actually take the bar. You don't need a degree. It's insane. It's absolutely insane to spend the kind of money that these kids spend. And this is where the consumer side comes into it. Is it value for money? I'm going to spend $100,000, $200,000, whatever it's going to be for 4 or 6 years of schooling, and I'm going to come out and do what? Am I going to get a $50,000 a year job? Does that sound great? Because you could probably get a $50,000 a year job if you got a decent head on your shoulders and you work your ass off. And let me tell you, maybe the Googles of the world, which by the way, if you're a brilliant coder, like if you're a brilliant coder with C++++++ JavaScript and all these kind of things, Google doesn't care. Apple doesn't care. If you're brilliant, they don't care. Zuckerberg, you think he cares? Let's ask Zuckerberg how he finished college. Oh yeah, he didn't. It's not worth it. The value for money is not there. I don't find it to be there. And this guy brought something up that I think is very real. We as a nation have to start looking at this as consumers. Jack, by the time he goes to school, college in about 12 years, that's going to cost me what? $35,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, depending on where he goes, in-state, out-of-state. Did he get a scholarship? Didn't he? It's insane. For what? For a piece of paper he can put on his wall that he may or may not even ever use? Again, ways to get educations. But we're asking children to essentially buy a home. Spend $150,000, $200,000, $100,000, whatever it is, for 4 years. Well, you can go to state college for what? 50? You're going to still come out 50, 60 grand. It isn't cheap. It's not. And is the value there? Are you getting value for money? That's what you have to ask yourself. Am I getting value for money? And I don't think they are. There's better ways to get education. I think we need to revamp the system across the board. But I think if we're going to ever bring the cost of college down, it's not by legislating it. It's by consumering it. Using it as a purchase thing. Am I going to purchase an opportunity to better myself education-wise? Maybe not so much, but at least get the degree that some people think everybody needs. Then I'm going to shop around. And when we start consumering it, you'll start to see more competition. But right now, even though enrollment's down, it's still all there. It won't be till we get to the point where we've got 2,000 slots and we've got 1,000 applicants that people go, we got to bring the price down. Again, consumer. Approach it as a consumer and whether or not you're getting value for money, and I think we'll see a change. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame made the announcement today of who is going in. We have them next. Chad Benson Show.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat, partner.
Oh, dear God, no.
Do you have any questions?
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
That right there is Depeche Mode, which was nominated this year in October for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but did not make it. To be eligible, by the way, you need to have released your first album at least 25 years ago. 900 musical artists, historians, and people in the industry, including all living inductees, who are eligible to vote and able to, voted. The band Chic appeared for the 11th time and failed to make the cut, but Niles Roger, writer, producer, who's worked with everybody from Diana Ross and David Bowie, is going to receive the Hall's Musical Excellence Award this year. Some of the other people that made it. We do have some people that made it. We do have some people that made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This first one is a man simply known by one name, Tupac. California.
Oh, yeah.
Tupac, born LaShawn Parrish Crooks, June 16, 1971, was slain, shot to death. We know who did that. On September 13, 1996. His stage names were Machiavelli and 2PAC. Let's see, get that? Tupac. Sold lots of stuff, by the way. Rolling Stone called him the 86th greatest artist of the 100 greatest artists of all time. He's going to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think as he should. As he should. I have zero problems with Tupac going in there. No problems with that one. Another band that got to roll in is this band. They're called Yes. I'll be the roundabout. The words will make you out and out. Spend the day away. Call it morning driving through the silent air. Yes. English rock band formed in 1968 by singer John Anderson and Chris Squire. Been a bunch of different formations since then.
Neither of whom are in the band anymore.
Nobody, yeah. Nobody's in the band that you would recognize. It's like the Four Tops. I think all of the original Four Tops are dead. We're down to, we're at like the 16th version of the Four. We're at the 16th Tops now. I think their biggest hit here probably was Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Their only number one hit.
Yeah, their only number one hit. So big time for them. Very interesting that they've gone in. That's one of those ones I think it's like, you're in the know, so that's why people like you. And I think Yes is a good band. I don't know if they're a great band, but they kind of remind me of Jethro Tull without the rock flute. Is that wrong to say? I don't think it's wrong to say. This other band that's going in. We had a talk about this the other day. I think they're okay. I don't know if they're worthy of it all, but Pearl Jam head into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Eddie Vedder, lead vocals right there, singing with water in his mouth, never really finishing any word. Formed in 1990, along with all those crazy, buzzworthy grunge people up in Seattle, Washington. They are going on into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations to them. Here's a band I thought was already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Damn Skippy, these next two bands should be. They should have been in much earlier. Here's ELO. Oh, my God. His hair was amazing, wasn't it? Jeff Lynne, ELO, phenomenal band. Phenomenal band, Electric Light Orchestra, formed in Birmingham, 1970. Superstars indeed. I love ELO. They were part of, to me, I look at Queen and them kind of on the same thing, kind of had that rock opera feel. You know, they had violins and they did a lot of different things, and it was all about an arrangement as much as it was just rocking out like that. Here is, now, I don't know which version is, I mean, to me, there's only one version that's going in. The other one's a karaoke version of itself. Here's Journey. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that freedom, yeah. Street lights, people. Oh, wow. Now, will he or won't he is the question. Will Steve Perry show up, even though he hates everybody in the band? I don't know if he will or won't. Formed in 1973, composed of future members of Santana and many others. They went on to have plenty of number one hits, including that one, Don't Stop Believing. It is, it's going to be interesting to see if he shows up. And finally, we searched high and low to find a song that we thought we could play. After narrowing it down, Joan Baez is going in.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh.
You didn't hear any Joan Baez. That's a welcome sound. We searched everywhere, and somebody's going to text me. No. If she's going in, Nickelback's going in, kids. Congratulations to all the inductees. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Love, hate, doesn't matter. We'll take it all, kids. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.